I'd like you now to place your hand on the left-hand side of your unit, and from the front edge, move your hand along the left side of the case and towards the rear, and you'll come upon a rocker switch. It's a power switch, and it's surrounded by a raised rectangular frame. To switch your machine on, press the power switch near the front of the rocker. That will turn the machine on, and at that point you will hear a power message with speech, and if you have a Braille Note Empower unit, you will see that on the Braille display as well. To switch off the unit, press the power switch near the rear of the rocker, and every time you switch your unit on, its operation will resume in exactly the same place as you were when you switched it off. This is really nice if you're in a keyword document, for example, and you might be in a lecture where things that you want to write down are a bit few and far between. You can turn your unit on, make a couple of notes, switch it off, and then turn it back on again, and you'll be right back in the document where you last were. Because this is a physical switch, if you're not sure if your unit is turned on or off, just feel the position of the power switch. Also, if you don't use your unit for around about 10 minutes or so, it will enter what we call hibernate mode, where the power drawn from the battery is the same as if the unit was switched off. Pressing any key will end the hibernation mode, but it's recommended that you press read with the spacebar if you have a QT unit, or backspace and enter if you have a BT unit to end hibernation. That'll avoid the possibility of inserting unwanted characters if a document is open when you enter hibernate mode and you press something to get out of it. If your unit displays battery low or it doesn't come to life, you can plug the AC adapter in. The power socket is located at the rear of your unit on the extreme left-hand side. Locate the socket and then the small plug on the end of the AC adapter cable. Plug the small AC adapter plug into the socket and plug the AC adapter into a wall outlet. The message AC adapter on will be heard or displayed, and you'll then be able to confirm that your battery is charging. If your unit doesn't start, wait 30 seconds or so and try switching it off and then back on again. If this doesn't work, then press the reset button. Now you'll find the reset button just behind the power switch. The reset button is recessed slightly to avoid accidental pressing, which could be disastrous if you're in the middle of a document and the reset button gets pressed. However, it does mean that depending on the size of your finger, you might need to use some sort of object to press that button. Many people can use their fingertip, however. Let's reset now so that we can demonstrate how this works. I'm going to press the reset button and just hold it for around about a second or so before releasing it. When I do release it, it'll beep to let me know that the reset is starting to take effect. There's the beep, and now we await for the machine to boot up. It would normally take about 10 seconds, there we go.
ASoft CE version 6.2 beta 7, build 14, main menu.
Now at the time that I'm recording this audio tutorial, we're still testing the Braille Note and VoiceNote Empower software, so you will certainly have a different introductory announcement, but it will confirm that you're running KeySoft and the current version number of KeySoft, and then it will place you at the main menu of KeySoft. There are other types of resets that you may need to do from time to time, and if you'd like to know more information about that, please consult the user guide. There is comprehensive information in there about the different types of resets and when you might use them.